So this is a...
kids or no kids?
Oh, yeah. What? No kids? Are you kidding?
The kids are the best part, aren't they?
Don't let those kids get away.
I'm going to bring them all in.
Yeah. So this is... this is a Friday, October 30th, 2020. This is a Grand Canyon oral history interview with the Hillike family. That's H-I-L-L-E-K-E. Tommy and Polly and Kelly and Daniel and Dax and Bodie. But is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And my name is Tom Martin. And may I have your permission to record this Zoom meeting with my little recorder?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Alright.
So, how, Tommy and Polly, how did you two get into kayaking?
Yeah, I started kind of right out of high school. I got a job. So I'm from Alabama originally, and I started kayaking right out of high school because I went up to the Ocoee River in Tennessee, kind of on a raft trip, and it ended up, I was like, oh, I could be a raft guide, you know, kind of thought that, so I started raft guiding on the Ocoee, and as I saw people kayaking, I was like, oh, I need to do that, and so I got into that paddling there, and then went to college in North Carolina, and had some really close, really good rivers close by, and kind of took off for me. I really liked it. Got along with the sport the whole time, as Jim Snyder said.
And Polly, how did you get into kayaking?
Yeah, I went to the Colorado Rocky Mountain School for high school. It's a small private school, but they do a lot of outdoor stuff, and I learned to kayak there when I was 16.
Did you meet Roger Paris?
I don't know Roger Paris.
Old school.
Okay.
He would have been, well, he just recently passed away, but he was an early fiberglass, 4 meter kayaker, and Walter Kirschbaum, who passed away long ago. But this Colorado Mountain School has just got a long tradition of that. How did you meet Tommy? How did you guys meet?
Yeah, I met Tommy at the OB Joyful kayak race in Crested Butte. I was taking pictures, he was racing, and we had a mutual friend.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's fun. And then as eventually here, as parents, how did you come to the decision that you wanted your kids to be boaters?
Well, I'd say all of their names have a river theme. Like Kelly's middle name is Rivers. Daniel's middle name is Calder, which is Celtic, means from the wild water. Anyway, we're river people. Like, we knew that we'd raise our kids on the water. Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. And so, is that Kelly in the background there?
Yeah,
cool. So, Kelly, what do you remember about your earliest experiences kayaking? Smart parents.
Yeah, you will learn to roll. Yeah.
and then when did you have that moment when you thought, oh, this is kind of fun?
Maybe 11 or somewhere in 2016 or 2017. I don't know. I just, once I got my roll, I was suddenly like, wow, I like doing this. This is fun. Yeah.
Okay, and then Daniel. Did you kind of, you know, look to your older brother and say, well, you know, he's doing it.
We were always going anyway, and it was a lot better to make it fun than
and
stuff, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember when you were like, you had your aha moment, this is gonna be fun?
Pretty much a year after Kelly did it.
Okay. Cool. So now Polly and Tommy, you've got two kids hooked. Was it easier for Dax and Bodie to get them going as well?
You know, I don't know. I mean, they both, like Bodie, there were times that I was like, are we doing the right thing? Like, you know, he wants to go. You can tell he wanted to go, but then he'd get upset and he'd cry, and I'm like, oh, I hope this works out. But I would always ask him, you know, Bodhi, do you want to go? Do you want to do this? And he'd be like, yeah, I want to go. And then now he loves it. But yeah, it was a little tricky there, especially with him. I think Dax like picked it up pretty quick, and he could never complain about it or anything. But the older two boys went back to Pennsylvania. Like, we sent them to a kayak camp.
To River Sport,
which the Wells, I don't know if you know John and Kara Weld, they own Immersion Research, which is like a paddling company. But anyway, they got great exposure through that with their friends. And so these two just have kind of had to keep up. What do you think, Bo? What do you have to say?
I don't know. I didn't like kayaking until like the beginning of this year when I learned to roll.
But no, you knew how to roll. You just weren't rolling consistently when you got your combat ball.
I got it last year, and then I swam like the next month.
So he took a swim at Warm Springs Rapid on the Yampa at the beginning of this summer.
Okay.
At that point I was not really thinking he was ready for the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, and that was in June.
But
then the next day, so Tommy actually had to go to work. So he paddled out of the Yampa like 25 miles or something to drive home and go to work that day. And so it was just me and the boys on the river with everybody else. You know, everybody was in rafts, but I was with the kids in the kayaks. So we had two more days on the river, and he didn't swim. It was the game on. For whatever reason, the switch flipped. And when that last day of rapids was pretty big, it was high water because it was June 7th.
Split Mountain Canyon, you know.
Yeah, and the kids were all over the place. I mean, all four of them, like, they used to follow me like little duckies. And now they're, like, all over surfing and in the eddies. And I came home and I told Tommy, I'm like, oh, it's on. I need your help because the kids are all over the place.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I'm scratching my head here because I'm looking at names. I've got Kelly's in a black hat, and I've got Bodie's in a white hat, and I got Dax in a green hat.
Dax
is in a yellow hat. All right. So that's where I'm confused. And Daniel's in the green hat. All right. So I'm now I got it figured out.
Smallest, not the youngest.
Yes.
That throws people off.
So then my question goes to Bodhi. You've got three older brothers that are kayaking, and mom and dad's kayaking. Was that just a real draw for you to go ahead and get into it, or were you still just, I don't know?
Yeah, it was.
Cool.
Good way to get kids into kayaking actually is have them sit on a paddle board and use a kayak paddle instead of the stand-up paddle board paddle.
Dax, do you agree with that?
Using a paddle board?
Yeah.
That's how I like that.
Cool. All right.
I think that, you know, they learn about how to lean and reef water and
and I not being a real paddleboard listen, you put me on a paddleboard, I'm going to be a swimmer immediately, all right? But I would assume that with a kayak I stand a chance. and if a paddleboard was easy, a kayak, until I got my role figured out, might be kind of easy too. Is that right?
Swim, it's a big deal.
Right.
Whereas if you swim off the paddle board, it just is not that big of a deal.
That's very smart. Very smart. So let's go through this summer. Did you guys start with the Yampa high water, or did you get up to the Salmon River first?
The Yampa was first.
Yampa. Okay. So this is going to become a rotating current theme, and once I do it first, you guys will have it all figured out. I'll start with Kelly first. Kelly, it's the Yampa. Had you run the Yampa before? So tell me the coolest thing you remember from the Yampa trip. Cool. And then I'm going to go to Bodie, just because I'm not going to go down the age line. I'm going to jump to Bodie and go, Bodie, what was the coolest thing you saw on the Yampa? Nice. How long is your boat? Okay, so six to seven.
Yeah, they also have, we did a lot of clay boating this year. So Bodie paddles an extra small rock star, Jackson rock star. And that thing's probably like 5.5 feet or 6 feet, like super short. But for the run in the rivers, we started in Lithologic Remix.
47.
Remix 47, which is probably a little under 7 feet. And then we got, for the Grand, we actually hooked up with some Dagger Rewinds, which are just a little bit more playful. They have like the lower volume stern, so better in a flat hull, so better for surfing and kind of playing on the eddy lines, stern squirts and whatnot. So yeah, that's what we took down the Grand.
Cool. So Dax, what was the coolest thing you saw on the Yampa?
Except there was like this side hike where there was like a big pool and like you could like climb around in the canyon and stuff.
Was that Jones Hole?
No.
It was center for the first canyon with the pools that couple of them.
I don't remember that. I have no idea.
Cool. That's cool. I you know excellent. All right, and let's see, that Daniel, is that right? Who's I haven't asked you. What was the coolest thing you saw?
When we camped at Warm Springs Campground, like right below the rapid, there's like a giant cliff wall that was like 1,000 feet tall, I think. But it
yeah,
was
like the
really
tallest
cool.
one in the canyon is it.
Cool. Across the river, that. Yeah. Beautiful. Very cool. So from there, Tom and Polly, what was the coolest thing you noticed about that Yampa trip with your family?
I guess I'll start. It's so fun to be on the water with these guys. Like, they really support each other and help each other, and everybody gets along great. Like, for me, that's what it's all about, is like having these shared experiences with our kids on the water, and then we just see this progression in their growth and their confidence and the type of people that they are. For me, I guess that's, I mean, I just say that's for all river trips, but the Yampa, we almost didn't go because with COVID, it was shut down June 6th. So our permit happened to be for the 7th. It was actually Tommy's mom that got the permit, and we weren't going to go 2 weeks before. It was kind of like, should we go? And I'm like, yes, we should go. We should go. As long as they let us go, we should go. And that's why, because Tommy had to work, so he could only go for a couple of days. But yeah.
And Tommy?
Yeah, no, I think the progression from that trip, which when we got to, like, the boys were definitely paddling at, you know, kind of more, like above what I had seen the previous year. I was like, wow, they're really like feeling it this year. And then, yeah, and then just like I think Bodie was like he was like super excited to run the Warm Springs Rapid, but that was like kind of, you know, it was big. It was, I can't remember what the flow was, but it was like, I think it was like 8 or 9,000, and but he really wanted to run it. And I actually was rowing a raft for a lot of that trip. But for that rapid, I got in the kayak and paddled with him.
Cool.
And yeah, so that was one of the cooler things. And even though he swam, it was still like going to that place where you're like scouting the rapid and looking at the line and, you know, committing to running it and you know, feeling out, performing. That was pretty fun for me.
It's very frustrating because you only have one shot at a lot of this stuff. And so maybe you'll be there next year for the next 15 seconds of your life to paddle through. So it you know, you do it and you get kicked off your horse, you swim back, you climb on again and off you go. So more power to you. And so from the Yampa, you guys headed up to the Pacific Northwest. Was that to the Maine Salmon first or the Middle Fork?
Maine Salmon.
And
I want to say, like, yeah. Well, and that was another one where our friends had invited us to go, but we thought we were going to be buying this property to build a campground, and that fell through at the last minute. And so I called my friend, like, said, "Do you still have room? I now have the time. We could go." It was like 2 or 3 days before the trip, and they had room for us. So yeah, it was like, I think it was June 23rd, but it was pretty high water up there too. It was like maybe 14 grand at Corn Creek. But it was amazing. I mean, and yeah, just another opportunity. So this time it was just me and the kids in kayaks, all five of us kayak the whole thing. And our friends rode our gear and the rafts. But yeah, it was awesome.
So Daniel, on the salmon, on the Maine salmon, what differences did you see and did you appreciate between the Yampa and the Maine salmon?
The Maine salmon at the bottom had so much more water, like all the side creeks were just flooding in. It was there was no flat water. It was all
wow. Cool. And because you guys are going to spend the rest of your lives boating, and I'm an old man, what you just said, Daniel, is true for Grand Canyon before the dam. It would do the same thing. It would do this spring runoff, and rapids would disappear, and other rapids would show up in other places. That's a really good thing to learn about real rivers that aren't dam controlled. Very cool. I'm trying to go backwards now. So I'm going to ask Kelly last. I think the next I'm going to go back to to Bodie. What did you notice between the Yampa and the Maine salmon? Nice. So you could see your skills building.
Yeah.
Very sweet. Kelly, what about you?
Like Daniel said, there was just an abundance of water. Every side creek was flowing. There was so much water. And yeah, it was just, the water was clear, so it wasn't brown and mucky like the Yampa. It was amazing. It was great.
Cool. And then Dax. What was different for you between the Yampa and the Maine Fork of the salmon?
The Maine was just like a lot. I feel like there was more rapids on the Maine than the Yampa, and it was like, yeah, there was this one spot below like Black Creek Rapid, I think is what it's called, and it's like this big whirlpools that were like super fun.
Cool.
Yeah. I like a lot of whirlpools on the Grand. Pretty fun. no shortage down there.
And before the dam, those whirlpools would take your boat and they would just draw you down. And then they'd spit you out. And it's the history of that's kind of terrifying. So how did you end up on the Middle Fork then?
So yeah, that was we did another Maine trip in July. We did two Maines.
Oh.
And then we did a Westwater in there too. We had a really fun summer.
Great.
We had just gotten back from the Maine, which was like the end of August or the end of July.
That was like our family trip that all of us went on together. Like I took off work. We did 7 days on the Maine.
Yeah. And I had been looking for cancellations on the Middle Fork all summer. And so I was like on the computer. It was our home page. Like every time I open up the computer, the Middle Fork permit was there. And I saw the permit. And I called Tommy and I said, can we go? It was a Tuesday and it launched on a Thursday.
Whoa.
And I really wanted to make it happen, and he couldn't go. So I said, well,
I had just gotten back to work the day before.
Oh.
Just took 10 days off, got back to work one day. I cannot go.
I can't go. But I was off, so I was like, well, I want to take the kids, and we're going to try to do a self-support kayak trip. So I was super nervous about it because I had never done anything like that, like paddling a heavy boat. And the kids hadn't either.
I was going to say, wait, I'm really curious. So you kids, did you understand the concept of a self-support then and what that would mean with your chances of like having fun in a light little boat versus paddling a pig?
Yeah, Kelly and I, tell them about that.
Yeah, so they wanted me to paddle a big boat. I was like, no play, I wouldn't do it. So I tried to fit everything in my play boat and it worked out.
Cool.
Looked sure a play boat that weighed about 90 pounds.
Yeah, and he learned that he couldn't really play because it was so heavy. So hopefully we learned something. But I paddled a big long boat with a hatch.
Oh my gosh.
Back, a steamer, and so we could fit a lot of the food and required equipment and stuff in my boat, but we had done the Middle Fork as a family last year, and so I felt it was, I felt like I knew it well enough that I knew when the big rapids were coming up and we could handle it.
Yeah, cool. We'll go Bodie to Kelly, same question. On the Middle Fork, what was the coolest thing you saw? Now this is a self-support trip, so you've got a boat that is full of junk. What was the coolest thing you saw?
I think that the water was super clear and there was a lot of fish.
You liked fishing big fish.
Cool. Dax? Cool.
Oh yeah, and then we hiked up this creek called Big Creek with Kelly.
It's tributary to the Middle Fork.
He probably wrote the book.
Yeah, well anyway, we hiked up that and ran Big Creek, which was quite fun.
Cool. And Daniel?
Yeah, it was really cool to see the fish. I hiked up and filmed Kelly and Dax. Yeah.
Cool. Very fun. Yeah. And Kelly?
Probably hiking up that creek with Dax. That was like a really, really fun experience. We emptied out our kayaks to the creek, so we would hike up there with all of it in there.
Cool. Yeah. Very fun. And then, so how did the Grand Canyon trip come about?
So after we finished the Middle Fork, I just like clicked. I was like, oh my gosh, they were ready for the Grand. Like we should try this fall. I mean, we've been putting in for permits for a long time. But I didn't really want to go until I knew the boys were ready. And so this starting like in August, I was like, all right, every cancellation, we're going to put in for. In like 2 weeks before, I want to say it was like September 18th maybe, on a Thursday afternoon, they had a call-in lottery for the next day, for Friday. And so we got all the kids lined up on the couch, got them up early. Everybody has their phones, and we're all sitting there just calling, you know, over and over again. And we didn't get through. I mean, we were on the phone, but we messed up the time a little bit.
Yeah,
we thought it was...
Arizona's not... doesn't do daylight savings time.
Yeah. So we've been calling for an hour, and nobody was there. But
even
after that...
I know. We've got 45 minutes.
We'll figure that out. We're like, I can't believe nobody's getting through. But Tommy's mom got through, and she called us. She couldn't get a hold of me because I was still calling, but she got through on Daniel's phone and said, there's a permit. Do you guys want to go? And I said, yes, we definitely want to go. And they knew who I was because I'd been asking them, you know, how does this process work? I've been sending emails like, we want to try to get on this year.
Cool.
Because voting's only going to get older. You know, is there anything we could do? And there really wasn't, except for just getting a permit. And so we ended up getting one for the 5th of October. We had like 2 weeks to pull it together.
Wow. So, yeah. The Grand Canyon is, you know, it's more of a gravitas, I think, than an actual technical river. And you guys will set me straight as kayakers. Did you have a little bit of fear and trepidation? Fear and trepidation about that? Or was it like, yes, we're going to do the Grand Canyon?
I think it was like, yes. We're so excited. I mean, Tommy had been there before. He'd done a self-support, but, and I didn't know. I mean, I definitely was nervous because I heard it was big water. I'm like, I hope that everything goes okay and that our kids are really ready. But we were excited, like so excited.
Cool.
From a kayaking perspective, it's definitely, like you said, it's not as technical, you know, obviously, but I was concerned because I really wanted to bring my parents down there as well. So I was kind of concerned about the rafts. My brother-in-law has rowed quite a bit. He's done a half dozen trips down there. So he was one of our oarsmen. And then we actually had two other family friends that had quite a bit of time on the oars that had done trips down there. So they rowed. We had three rafts for our 16 people, which was a little tight, but made it work.
Yeah, but you had this awesome safety team. You had six kayakers to go rescue the rafters when they go flying out of their boats. I wouldn't be worrying at all.
No, we definitely had. We were planning that. I mean, especially between myself and Kelly and Dana. Actually, we had seven kayakers. My sister is a big kayaker as well, so she paddled.
Cool. Cool.
And most of the time we were perfect, but there was definitely one rapid where we were kind of like, I paddled it down first and got out, and I was going to film the rafts coming through, or film the kayakers coming through, but for whatever reason, the rafts went ahead and didn't. They were going to scout and then decided not to scout, but it was a, what rapid was that? Dubendorf. Yeah, it was a Dubendorf. And I had to have them a pretty good talking to about making sure that the kayakers were down first in case somebody fell out, like my mom mostly was.
So to be clear, this is three generations of boaters on one trip right there.
Yeah, totally.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
I mean, Bodie being the youngest was pretty cool, but just the whole trip was just the best.
Yeah.
It was a trip of a lifetime for all of us. Yeah.
So I'm gonna start with Kelly and go to Bodie. Right down the line. Then we'll go to Polly and Tommy. The coolest thing you saw on the Grand Canyon trip?
Probably the amazing side canyons. Like, I've never been in like a true grotto before. Like, the Silver Grotto was the first one that like really blew my mind. Like,
cool.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Nice. And Daniel? Nice. Dax?
Yeah, I like the Silver Grotto. That was like my favorite one just because it was like a roads high canyon and it had like pools of water and stuff. And we could like main cover like hiking up and like running around in there and climbing up ropes and stuff.
Cool. And Bodie?
pool and like jumped off from the side, and that was like really fun. And I also like the Little Colorado because the blue water and it was warm and white sand.
So I've got another question for you, and then I'm going to back up through your brothers again. What was the hardest thing about the Grand Canyon trip for you?
Probably the flat water.
Yes. Were you aware of that? Or did like anybody tell you it's like 90-some percent flat water?
Yeah.
Okay.
When the water turns brown and the silt banks, like, yeah, that was tough, I think, for all of us. Like, you know, there's no place to get out and hike, like, really. You're not seeing a lot of wildlife because the silt banks are so high. Yeah, we all were kind of like, okay, this is pretty boring.
Yeah, yeah, it's miles of flat water down there. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so beautiful, yeah.
Dax, what was the toughest part for you? Okay, well, I was going to leave Pierce Ferry for last, so I'll come back to that in a minute. I'm going to go to Daniel now. The hardest thing you had on the Grand Canyon?
I don't know. We saw a lot of, like, spiders and scorpions, and I don't want one of those in my kayak. That was kind of scary.
Daniel has arachnophobia. Yeah.
I'm with you, man. I don't need those things. Yeah. Cool. And
that was a pretty tough day.
Yeah.
There was a lot of words going on about that.
Those are wicked little bites. Those little guys, the little ants, they pack a wallop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kelly? Cool. Same question then for Kelly and Tommy. What advice would you give to other parents who want to bring their kayaking families on the river, their children on the river? What did you not have that you wished you did have?
Yeah, more time. Yeah, I would definitely do, next time I'm going to do 21 to Diamond. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, yeah, it's... He's racing through paradise. The takeout at... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, we had one of our rowers kind of had a late exchange. So instead of, getting to Phantom in, 5 or 6 days, we did our exchange on the 8th day, which made the top part of the river super chill, super mellow down to Phantom. But then kind of we had reality check after that we had to like do some huge days, and I mean really we had to like average about 20 miles a day below Phantom to get out of there in 18 days. So we did it, the last couple of days weren't 20 miles, but we had a 30 mile day one day and quite a few like 25 or so.
Yeah. And blisters?
Not really. Daxter will have to wear gloves because he started off with some blisters.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, gloves. Good idea. And then below the takeout at Pierce Ferry, that million-dollar highway is there to bypass a little rapid downstream, which started out fairly mellow, a little riffle, and then got a little worse and a little worse, and then I flipped my dory there. I mean, you can't imagine how embarrassing it is to flip a dory in Lake Mead National Recreation Area. And then the rapid has recently necked way in, and it's this jet of water with this weird curler in the middle. Kelly, I'll start with you. What was your line through there? What did you do with all that eddy water coming back at you past the little hole?
How hard.
Yeah. And Daniel, you, what was your line? Same?
It's pretty much the same, except the second time Kelly and I and Tommy were in it, the eddy line just like back ended me and I wasn't ready. It was kind of weird.
Wow. Very fascinating. And Dax? Cool. And Bodie, how was your line?
Well, I went like up. I went a little bit more right than I thought I was, and I kind of hit the curler and almost went up against that wall. But then I made it through without getting up against the wall.
Cool, cool. And then you had to carry your boats back. Did you do that on River Left?
No. River Right.
River Right. Great. Oh, what a cool idea. It's kind of a little shortcut.
Then we just paddled back up to the takeout.
Nice. Awesome. Awesome. This is just so wonderful for me as an interviewer to get a chance to spend some time with four brothers and their parents who are all kayakers and, you know, ran the Grand Canyon, and then just a little icing on the cake there with Pierce Ferry Rapid. It's a wonderful thing. What's next in your future? What are you looking forward to now? Free for all. Open question.
There's talk of like Rogue and Selway and South Fork of the Salmon. So yeah, I think those are kind of like the hit list for next summer for sure.
Sweet.
We'd like to go to the Food of La Food someday. Go to Chile. That's on the list.
There's a world of rivers out there.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Kelly, what year are you in school now?
I'm a freshman in high school.
Okay. What are you just thinking you want to do when you get out of school? I'm just curious.
I'm not sure. I'm thinking maybe I would like to raft guide down in the Grand in summers maybe, and then ski patrol in the winter. I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Yeah. Following in your father's footsteps. That's very good. Daniel, what year are you in school now?
Eighth grade.
All right. It's a little.
I don't know what I want to do.
Good. That's the best answer.
We'll see what
Kelsey does. And Dax, what about you? You got any thoughts about the future? Cool.
Yeah.
What year are you in school?
I'm in sixth grade.
Okay. And Bodie, you? What year in school?
Fifth grade. And I think I'll be a ski patroller.
Well, it's a little early to be asking you, and you have a lot of options in front of you, so it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add to this before we wrap it up?
No, thank you so much.
Yeah, Timmy,
so thanks for talking to us and giving us the beta before we left.
Don't thank me. I thank you. Guys, this has just been a lot of fun.
Back to your question about other families, like, do it. And do it sooner than later, you know? Like, take your kids down there because it's... The world is, I don't know. Yeah. It's life-changing. And I want to see it protected, but it's stressful, man. Like, there's a lot going on with the tram and going down there. Like, there's a lot of things in the works that could seriously impact it that are not good, so...
The cool thing is the Park Service is all about in such manner and by such means as will leave them unimpaired for the enjoyment of future generations. And I'm staring now at this Zoom at the future generation.
Yeah,
and you as parents are doing an incredible job of raising stewards for our national parks. And I want to thank you for doing that.
I definitely get aggravated and frustrated with the permit system, but I fully understand the need for it. Like, there was hardly anybody down there when we were down there. You know, a handful of people. It was pretty amazing.
Cool. Well, with that, today is Friday, October 30th, 2020. This will conclude Grand Canyon Oral History Interview with this wonderful Hilke family. My name is Tom Martin, and just hang on a second. I'm going to push this button.